You are going to listen to a journalist talking to two friends who met through a refugee organization. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then, you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
We are starting today's show with Stories of Welcome, one of a series of conversations that showcase the growing bonds between refugees and their fellow Americans. As a transgender woman in Guatemala, 28-year-old Camila Mendez faced abuse, violence, and persecution. After fleeing to the United States, she was granted asylum in 2020 in Salt Lake City, Utah, where she's building a new life as a fashion designer with the support of the International Rescue Committee. There, she met Linda Thompson, who became one of Camila's first customers and is now a close friend. Through the International Rescue Committee's Micro Enterprise Development Program, Camila was able to launch her fashion company. Since the organization first began in 1994, it has helped resettle nearly 12,000 refugees and provided life-changing services to thousands of them to start businesses in Utah. Now, Linda, tell me how you and Camila first met.
Well, my husband and I went to an International Rescue Committee event called World Bazaar, and we were introduced to Camila, who was one of the designers featured in their fashion show. I saw one of her dresses, thought it was gorgeous, and immediately wanted it.
After the event, I received a call that Linda wanted the dress, and that was super emotional for me.
One day, you're going to be famous, and I'll get to say that I have a Camila original.
You were the first person to ask me to create one of my designs after I arrived in this country and began to work again, doing what I love so much. I know that you're one of many clients I'm going to have in the future.
To hear Camila say that means a lot to me. I still remember moving here to Salt Lake City from the other side of the country, and it was very difficult to leave everyone I've ever known behind and come to a new place.
When people recognize what you've gone through, it's like saying, if she can do it, so can I. If I didn't have Linda's friendship or the friendship of many people I've met in this country, I would feel like I did when I was young, completely alone. It's beautiful and very moving when you arrive in a country and language isn't a barrier to making friends. It's moving when someone lets you into their life. I don't have my mom, dad, or my sisters, but I have my friends.
What would you say to anyone who doesn't welcome refugees into their community?
I'd encourage anyone who feels strongly that someone like Camila shouldn't be here to meet them in person. I don't know how anyone could spend 5 minutes with Camila and not have a change of heart.
And those kind of gestures mean a lot. Like when Linda took me to a Guatemalan restaurant for my birthday, it was a big surprise and so emotional. She, like so many, has made me feel truly welcome.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, but I still worry about you. I know you came to the U.S. to be safe, and I hope that you'll always be out of danger here. The reality is that transgender women of color face unacceptable rates of violence, even in this country. It's worth noting that even after all you've been through and all the challenges that you've had to deal with, it can still be a scary place.
I want to say that we all have very different lives and we all have our own stories to tell. Unfortunately, society and countries have made thousands of divisions when we should be united. So, helping people is important. That's why we're working together on a charity project to send essential items like clothes, as well as toys, to Guatemalans in time for Christmas.
That's right. You had this wonderful, generous idea, and you made it happen. I'm so lucky to know you.
We are starting today's show with Stories of Welcome, one of a series of conversations that showcase the growing bonds between refugees and their fellow Americans. As a transgender woman in Guatemala, 28-year-old Camila Mendez faced abuse, violence, and persecution. After fleeing to the United States, she was granted asylum in 2020 in Salt Lake City, Utah, where she's building a new life as a fashion designer with the support of the International Rescue Committee. There, she met Linda Thompson, who became one of Camila's first customers and is now a close friend. Through the International Rescue Committee's Micro Enterprise Development Program, Camila was able to launch her fashion company. Since the organization first began in 1994, it has helped resettle nearly 12,000 refugees and provided life-changing services to thousands of them to start businesses in Utah. Now, Linda, tell me how you and Camila first met.
Well, my husband and I went to an International Rescue Committee event called World Bazaar, and we were introduced to Camila, who was one of the designers featured in their fashion show. I saw one of her dresses, thought it was gorgeous, and immediately wanted it.
After the event, I received a call that Linda wanted the dress, and that was super emotional for me.
One day, you're going to be famous, and I'll get to say that I have a Camila original.
You were the first person to ask me to create one of my designs after I arrived in this country and began to work again, doing what I love so much. I know that you're one of many clients I'm going to have in the future.
To hear Camila say that means a lot to me. I still remember moving here to Salt Lake City from the other side of the country, and it was very difficult to leave everyone I've ever known behind and come to a new place.
When people recognize what you've gone through, it's like saying, if she can do it, so can I. If I didn't have Linda's friendship or the friendship of many people I've met in this country, I would feel like I did when I was young, completely alone. It's beautiful and very moving when you arrive in a country and language isn't a barrier to making friends. It's moving when someone lets you into their life. I don't have my mom, dad, or my sisters, but I have my friends.
What would you say to anyone who doesn't welcome refugees into their community?
I'd encourage anyone who feels strongly that someone like Camila shouldn't be here to meet them in person. I don't know how anyone could spend 5 minutes with Camila and not have a change of heart.
And those kind of gestures mean a lot. Like when Linda took me to a Guatemalan restaurant for my birthday, it was a big surprise and so emotional. She, like so many, has made me feel truly welcome.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, but I still worry about you. I know you came to the U.S. to be safe, and I hope that you'll always be out of danger here. The reality is that transgender women of color face unacceptable rates of violence, even in this country. It's worth noting that even after all you've been through and all the challenges that you've had to deal with, it can still be a scary place.
I want to say that we all have very different lives and we all have our own stories to tell. Unfortunately, society and countries have made thousands of divisions when we should be united. So, helping people is important. That's why we're working together on a charity project to send essential items like clothes, as well as toys, to Guatemalans in time for Christmas.
That's right. You had this wonderful, generous idea, and you made it happen. I'm so lucky to know you.